This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
There is a question about, you know, the relationship between boys and girls or men and women. And people saying, you know, men and women can be friends, or boys and girls can be friends in a mixed environment, let's say schools or things like this. So can boys and girls or men and women be really friends, like friends in what they call, platonic sense, like the innocent sense? Can they be friends?
So Al-Quran and the Sunnah and our religion define the relationship between men and women as brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a big, huge difference between when I see a woman and I see she's my sister and my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say sister or brother, you give that like a sacred type of
relationship. Sanctity, yes.
Yeah,
right.
For the relationship. There's a limit I cannot cross,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to the natural feeling that a male and a female will have towards each other and gravitate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know this is my sister, this is my brother, that basically guide what kind of relationship.
Okay.
So if we talk about friendship and the sons of brotherhood and sisterhood, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. And al-awliya, it means they love one another, they support one another,
protect
they care for one another, protect one another. So, and that's what friends do too. So in that general sense, yes. But any private, close relationship between a man and woman who are not mahram to each other is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned that in one of our resolutions at AMJA, the Assembly of Muslim Jurists in North America. أي علاقة ذات خصوصية بين رجل ومرأة غير محرم لبعضهما محرمة. So and that basically a guidelines that we should hold into it. يقول حسن البصري لا تخلون بامرأة ولو كنت تعلمها القرآن. Don't be alone with a woman even if you are teaching her the Quran. You know, and يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us that the woman can be fitna to men. Yeah, and also, not because women are in themselves fitna, but also men be fitna to women as well. And because the shaitan used that natural feeling that any male have towards a female have towards a male, you know, can use this to corrupt the intention. Mm-hmm. And why there is more emphasis on men versus women?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is I saw once kind of a social study was made between an interview in universities between boys and girls. And most of the girls said, yes, we can be friends, just friends. Most of the boys said no. Men are physically stimulated.
Right.
Women are emotionally stimulated. So that's why women can fall into the haram and to forbidden relationship when there is a close interactions, when there is a start like, you know, feelings, and it takes long time versus male. They are physically stimulated just by the look, just by the the simple interacting can basically
right.
make the person's fall. And men fall in love from first sight way more than women. You mm-hmm. know, women can fall in love, but most of women will really fall in love when she feel how he treats her, how he makes her feel,
mm-hmm.
and she starts like interacting with the person. So that's why it is important for you not to treat, we don't want the community and society to see men and women are just a sexual object, and you know,
mm-hmm.
and like we can't be friends, we cannot have any type of brotherhood, sisterhood, and woman has to be like locked up somewhere and complete segregation between men and women. You know, that's not how society functions. You know, I think there is a respectful, good relationship can be exist between men and women
mm-hmm.
with boundary, clear boundaries. And with this, I think that will be a healthy model
mm-hmm.
That we can provide for the world. So depends how we read the word friendship. Well, I think the word brothers and sisters can be a very good way of framing the relationship between men and women.
Right. I don't know if we if this. I mean, I can really go further in this. When you see a woman smile at you, what do you think? As a human being, as a man, and
at this age, I smile back.
Of course, yeah. Let's say you are a teenager, and this pretty girl smiles at you. What's your thought as a teenager?
As a teenager, I want to tell you something. Not because she smiles at you, she just like you, and she's like all crazy about it. No, she just some people just smile. Some people just have a friendly face. Mm-hmm. Not, oh, Masha, she's hitting on me. No, Habibi, you're not like Superman, you know, or Spider-Man, you know, she's hitting on you. Some people just have this idea that's not true. But if there is a kind of seductions and kind of, you know, just be normal. I would say just have a normal smile and move on.
I understand. I mean, because I studied smiles. And sometimes when a woman gets into an environment with many people in it, she wants to smile to feel safe. And that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to smile to feel safe. So when she smiles at a person, it doesn't mean that, you know, she's been thinking about that person.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem with boys, and I was a boy at one point. You know, like a young man. And yes, I really translated women smiling at me as, hey, I'm really interesting and I'm really, you know.
Interested, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh.
Like, yeah, like she sees me as an interesting person. But I never knew that, okay, because in as a teenager, in that mentality, you're just only thinking about yourself in a way.
Yeah.
So you see how you know affect others, especially from the opposite gender.
I think also culture play a major role.
Right.
Like when I smile in certain country and I go, and I smile just to a brother, okay, he will like, why are you smiling? Like,
yeah, what do you want? Like, especially if you go to Jordan, let's say.
I was taking a picture and some for a driver's license in the country, and smiling. He said, "Don't smile. You take an official
exactly,
picture."
Exactly, right. What? Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's just like, your teeth is not aura. You can show it, you know? It's okay. You know? But
that's
just
very true.
So what I'm saying is also culture. In America, here in the West, smiling is nobody really, even teenagers, they don't. Unless it's a seductive smile. You know? Also, you can tell. Somebody smile the way, the tone, the position, the way flirt, you know?
Right.
So if you flirt with someone, it can be, it's understandable. Mm-hmm. So people know the difference.
But what I'm saying is for the sisters to be careful sometimes, especially.
Very good point.
You know, when you see a teenager.
Misread.
Yeah.
You misunderstood.
You're easily misread. You can easily be misread by, especially boys who, you know, are just now struggling with their hormones and
so, but some sister would say, "Sheikh, it's not my problem, it's your problem, guys. You know, why would you like force me to be not myself because you guys have a problem? Your testosterone is very high, that's your problem as a boy, not my problem as a girl." So, but I want to say something for the argument. I want to say that. Yes, I understand that. Nobody asking you not to be yourself, but also there is a collective responsibility between all of us.
Very good, yes.
In Islam. It's not, and if you don't believe in Islam and the structure of Islam, you might say something like that. But if you know what Islam is we all work together. We all help one another.
Yes, and we care about each other, protecting each other.
It's not about me and I don't care about anybody else. That's not the attitude of a Muslim.
Yes.
You know, so, but also in Islam does not say that I have to be bound and tied because somebody else.
Because of somebody,
no,
right.
You still have a space of your freedom. You can smile, you can be good, you can be, but you have to be also understand what you're trying to say, Sheikh, and we were saying that just be smart.
Yeah.
That's it. Just we ask you to be smart, you know, right. Because in the end of the day, you want your own protection. You want your own, you know, just be smart. I cannot take evil away from people.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot take that evilness and thoughts from everybody. So I have mm-hmm. to deal with it.
Right.
It's like if I have money, you know, and I just show it off and like, I'm not going to say it's your problem that you have a problem with stealing. No, I'll still protect my
right.
money,
yeah.
protect and not put it in a position mm-hmm. which can be somebody cross the line and reach out and touch it. I protect it. Same thing with your own body, with your own reputation, with your, just be smart, you know, balance this. You don't need to go into the area where you just lose your freedom and lose your freedom of choice. But in the same time, just be smart, be careful. And I think
and
you can balance that.
And this is established in Islam by, you know, lowering the gaze, you know, limiting the interaction to like necessary
It says put hijab, lower the gaze.
Exactly, yeah. Right. It didn't say just lower the gaze and for you to wear whatever you want. No. You know,
beautiful.
It's both of them, right?
Thank you.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. Thank you.
I think that's a very good discussion, by the way.